This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, oh man, Corey Majors and the famous Alec Medford. But joining us right now, Slim Scotty himself, as Mike called him because he could not remember his name. It is Joey Erickson. Thanks, Corey. Welcome to the program. I feel like I haven't heard you on the last couple weeks with us.
Well,
have you been on vacation?
Well, I was with CA and Will a few times over the past few weekends. You guys just never want to have me on. It's okay, but it's a pleasure to be on with you, Phil. It's been a fantastic week. I got to tire pump myself a bit. I had the round of my life on Tuesday. I shot a 74.
Oh,
I couldn't believe it. So I look forward to not achieving that the rest of the summer. Stars epic third period comeback on Wednesday. I went to Colonial yesterday and enjoyed the Charles Schwab challenge for a bit. So I'm humming. And it looks like I'm going to go back to Corpus Christi next season for the Ice Rays. So that's good, too. So a lot of good stuff this week. I'm fired up for game two tonight. Be awesome if Stars can get another win against the Oilers because no Canadian team can win.
I'm with you.
It's always been a fact. Yes. Two things. One, the reason we asked you to be on the show is because the fan text and the Twitch was asking for
it. Oh, that's
so. It could have been you. But I was like, "Oh, that is a good idea. I should text Slim Scotty." Number two, what was the advice Alec gave you right before we came on air?
He said, "Don't mess up."
All right.
He used more colorful language, to do that. But yeah.
Okay.
So I'll try to do him proud.
You talked about. You know what? You'd be surprised how many people tell you right before you go on air, don't say F. Hall of Famers say it. Like, you'd be surprised. We talked about if the Stars can get the win tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We all love the Stars. The Stars are doing great.
Yes.
Can we perhaps admit, though, in some positions where they have an opportunity to put their foot on somebody's throat, that is perhaps the game where they do not show up particularly well?
Yeah, well, we saw that in game two against Winnipeg. We saw that in what was it, game five against Colorado, whatever it was. Yeah, they have a tendency to sleepwalk through some of these contests. But
you would think at home that wouldn't happen.
Yeah, but the nice thing is they're starting to win some game ones, which is nice. So they get
two
off
in a row.
They get off on the right foot, but it'll be difficult. Look, Edmonton dominated the first two periods of game one, but Dallas, credit to them, what they've done really well this season, or at least this postseason, it's just special teams. They're getting power play goals, they're getting timely saves from Otter, and you can win a lot of games doing it that way, but they have to be better at 5-on-5.
Sorry, I wanted to go back to something that you were just saying. The first two periods, I know there's still a long way to go in the series. Was there any part of you that saw that matchup in the first two periods and was like, uh-oh?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I had already penciled in on my rundown on Locked On Stars all the negatives I was going to talk about.
Yeah.
And then that third period happened, I'm like, okay, well, I guess I have to switch course. I was very, very concerned about this series after watching the first two periods. They just didn't have any answers. I think they were just a bit overwhelmed by the speed and creativity Edmonton has. It's a much different challenge than Winnipeg.
For sure.
Of course. And even Colorado, who has some similar characteristics, but the amount of plays and creativity Edmonton plays with and the speed, is second to none. They are truly, truly remarkable. They're deep. And McDavid and Draisaitl, of course, they can create for themselves, but because of their speed and their ability to find space for themselves, it finds space for others. And you can see that on the power play, especially McDavid and Draisaitl. They're just flying through the neutral zone, especially at 5-on-5, too.
Yes.
More importantly, there's just no resistance. And I think Emily Kaplan on ESPN mentioned heading into period three, Pete DeBoer was telling the bench, like, you're just making it too easy on them. It's just too easy. And McDavid and Draisaitl are going to get their opportunities, but you have to make it hard. They have to earn it. And Sagan even sort of reflected that in the postgame. He's like, yeah, we just thought we were too easy. They were too easy to beat us. If they are going to beat us, they have to earn it. And they got some help from special teams. And
yeah,
they got
absolutely.
Three power plays, and they capitalized.
Corey has brought up my favorite point of this series and maybe this whole postseason is I forgot how much I hated hearing Draisaitl's name. He's so good, but God, he's so annoying.
Yeah, he's always on the puck. He's probably the best backhand passer in the league. He's just able to find teammates consistently. And yeah, they're fun to watch, but it's butt cheek clinching when they have the puck, right? Like, you're just scared for every time they're coming down the ice.
As an announcer in hockey, though, do you drool all over the Canadian players and just ignore the Stars like everybody else does? Or is this is that just me kind of feeling that way as a Stars fan?
I think some of it is just, yeah, we're Stars. We want to hear the Stars, you know, get their tires pumped a bit more. And it's hard not to drool over McDavid and Drive because, as Kevin mentioned, they have the puck like all the time.
Yeah.
They get their name said a lot. But, you know, here in DFW, we love our Fins and we're going to go to bat for our Fins at all times.
What I said I would really love to see to start this game is Stuart Skinner has shown flashes of he can be phenomenal. And then he turns back into the goalie that I feel like he is most of the time. I don't care if they're great chances or ugly looks. I would love to see a peppering of shots in the first period tonight, specifically to be like, don't forget what happened last time. Don't forget what happened last time.
Well, remember game four of last year, the Stars were up 2-0 in that first period. I've said so many times, if they score another one, they probably take Skinner out of that game and that series changes. But instead, Skinner holds in and then the comeback occurs. Well, it could be a very similar situation tonight or, you know, maybe later in the series where Dallas has to force Skinner to be the difference for Edmonton because the Oilers are not asking Skinner to really be the difference. He just needs to be one shot better than Jake Ottinger because they believe up front they have enough to beat Dallas. And why wouldn't they believe that? They did it last year and they do have enough. They're deeper than they were a season ago. But yes, they have to test him. They have to force Skinner to be the difference. I'd like them to be a bit more liberal sometimes with their shooting, especially Duchesne and such. Like, funnel pucks on net and get to some of those chaos areas, right? If you get to the top of the crease, start jamming some pucks home. And what Dallas did good, they were power play goals, but they took away his eyes. See, Miro's goal. There's like a...
phenomenal.
It's like eye formation in front of him. Robertson hasn't scored a lot. He created that screen for Granlund's tying goal on the power play. So if they can continue to do that, if you can't see it, you're going to get chances.
My question on Robertson's face whenever that shot was coming at him, was it, oh crap, it's about to hit me, or I need to get out of the way and I'm terrified of accidentally blocking this shot? Which one was it? Because it did look like fear.
Probably a little bit of both. He has to move out of the way. I hope Robo can get going. I know he's probably not 100%. It really stinks that he got that injury in game 82. And I think
is he not Austin Matthews in the playoffs a little bit?
Yeah, there's some of that. Like, you can look at some of his numbers. I think he has 40 points in 52 playoff games, something like that. It's not atrocious, but I know Stars fans want more out of him. And look, we all do. I don't think it's helped that he's not playing with Hintz. I really don't. But at the same time, if you're Pete DeBoer, why would you break up that Finn line? It's been your best line. And Rantanen and Granlund have great chemistry. And of course, with Hintz, I think that hurts Robertson a bit. But also, the Stars haven't found a lot of consistency anywhere else in their lineup, especially up front. They went back to Duchesne with Sagan and Marchman in game one. That seemed to work out, at least in the third period. They started to put some shifts together. But other than that, it's been a real hodgepodge. Like, they're throwing steel up with Marchman and Sagan in game one. Like, they're trying to find some answers. hopefully the Stars can find a combination that works for him, because it's not like he's playing with the fourth line every night. He's playing with Johnston and Bent. He's playing with Dodonov a bit, and they just cannot seem to find some consistency in his game.
Now, you mentioned Jamie Benn. I hope this does not sound like a rude question. We've had this discussion. Is Jamie Benn essentially a somewhat offensively inclined enforcer now?
Absolutely. I think that's just where he's at. Yeah. And he can be so effective that way. What was really irritating, especially in that Winnipeg series, just the amount of dumb penalties he was taking. And the Stars have gotten caught into some of those issues where they just take the most inopportune penalties. But fortunately, their PK has just been brilliant.
Yeah.
It's what, 87% or something like that. I know Edmonton cashed in on a couple of their opportunities, or at least one of their opportunities.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
In game one, but yes.
Edmonton's PK is terrible.
Yeah. I mean, they went 14 for 14 last season. So it was about time Dallas made them pay for going to the box, and they certainly did. But Jamie Benn can be effective as that offensively inclined for, like, he can. Like, and you see it when he's at his best and he's throwing his weight around. He can make things happen for himself, and he can just be he can have a positive impact on the game. But he was taking those penalties that just don't make sense. He's just hurting his team. Fortunately, it hasn't really hurt his team on the scoreboard yet. But I was waiting for it to happen at some point. Fortunately, it hasn't really happened for Dallas yet.
I do have regarding the dumb penalties, because I've agreed with you. Like, there have been some that you're just like, that looks lazy.
Yes.
Do you agree with the idea, though, that they feel they can play more aggressive because of how good their PK's been?
Absolutely. They probably certainly feel that way. And maybe I'm making too much out of it because their PK has been too good. But they can play aggressively. But sometimes it's like the penalties were like the high sticking sometimes. Yes. And there was one against Winnipeg. I think it was game one. Sagan was reaching and he pops his stick up and he gets his face. Well, if maybe you use your legs a bit more, get in position, you're not having to reach and you won't take some of those.
That's how it felt about all of Marchment's penalties.
Speaking of Marchment, his penalty in game one, I really wasn't that upset with it. I know he tripped the guy, but he was going after the puck and he swiped and he got his sticks in the rails. Like, that happens sometimes. Like, we can take effort penalties. Like, we can accept those when you're working hard and sometimes your stick just gets caught in skates and guy goes down and you're up to the referee discretion at that point. But yeah, some of it, I think you just got to be in better position. You're not reaching and you're not going to have to take some of those infractions.
Would you be okay if Edmonton continued to forget not to hit people in the face with their stick?
Yes. Well, yeah, a lot of Oilers fans, I guess the replay in Canada wasn't very good. They showed it from the side, the Duchesne one.
Oh, that was a penalty.
So they couldn't see it. And then, I mean, they thought it was obvious.
TikTok's going nuts.
Well, they were mad too because the embellishment, and I'm like, okay, you've probably never gotten hit with a stick in your face going full speed. I think you'd
and
feel
that's what Duchesne, like, when he got back in the circle, that was it. He was telling whoever, he was like, yeah, you get hit in the stick in the face with a stick.
Well, and if it's anybody that you want to call for like, the Stars have some guys that can theatrical, like, look at Marchman. Like, Duchesne's probably not one of them. I think he would be on my short list of guys that probably doesn't embellish as much.
Now, we talked about this before the series. This hasn't been a big irritation for me, but it hasn't really cost them in particular. And I know Edmonton is very good at making a comeback, but the Stars have now given up the first goal 11 times in their 14 playoff games. That feels like a recipe for disaster.
Yes.
And yet it hasn't really affected them that much.
It's a complete 180 from the last month of the regular season where they went on that horrific stretch. And the amount of third period blown leads the Stars yes. had that month, I think they had three in a row, like a couple multi-goal leads. And now they're just finding a way to hang in games. And I think Jake Ottinger deserves a lot of credit for that. He's been spectacular just holding Dallas in. And after Edmonton got three the other night, he just shut it down from there. And that was really, really crucial just to keep Dallas within reach, because once the Stars find the rhythm, and this has sort of been a theme, I guess, throughout the postseason, they just take a while to at least get to their game. And once they did, and they got some help, of course, with the penalties, they were able to take control and really put the pressure on Edmonton.
Does Ottinger need the cup, though, to truly be accepted as an elite goalie? It feels like
he certainly will. At least in DFW. Yeah.
Because he shows flashes of being elite all the time, but I feel like usually it comes back to, you didn't get the job done when we needed it.
Yeah, he's going to have to at least win the ultimate prize, and I think he's good enough to do that. We had this conversation last year. He's one of the better goaltenders remaining. He's second, probably. I don't think that's even arguable behind Bobrovsky.
Florida.
Yeah, Bobrovsky's incredible. If there's one goaltender you want to have to win a game at this point, it's probably him, but Otter's right up there, and I've made this comparison. He's sort of the Dak Prescott a bit of the Stars, where either you're not happy with him or you're just over the moon about him every single contest. But
he's better than Dak, though, right?
Well, I think that's safe to say, right? He's been to three straight conference finals.
Good point.
Yep, that's valid.
Like, he at least is getting there. But, I mean, look, the team in front of him is spectacular. But Jake Ottinger has done a lot of heavy lifting this season, deserves a lot of credit for where the Stars are. And he was fantastic. And he just outdueled the best goalie in the world the past 2 years in Hellebuck.
Yeah.
And it wasn't particularly close. He was much, much better. In my opinion. So he's going to have to lift Lord Stanley, and that's okay. If that's what he has to do to get credit, we like our champions.
Similar question here. And I've gotten a lot of pushback on this. I say Pete DeBoer needs to do the same thing to be truly a great coach.
Yes.
Not just a very good coach.
I would agree with most of that as well. Now, I'm going to throw this out here because it was really interesting I saw. The NHL posted this video of Paul Maurice and him. I don't know if you've seen it. It's called Coffee with Coaches. I really encourage you to go look it up. It's on the NHL YouTube page. And they've gone way back. They played junior hockey together, and they've gone through this whole journey together. They're just great friends. They have great respect for one another.
And they'll see each other in a couple weeks.
Yeah, exactly. But this is where I got really excited listening to this. For whatever reason, Paul Maurice for the Florida Panthers has just done everything a year earlier than Pete DeBoer, whether it's having kids, whether it's getting married, whether it's winning Lord Stanley Cup.
I'm
sitting there just getting giddy. I'm like, oh my God, this is our time. We're going to win. Although it doesn't look like anybody can beat Florida four times, let alone once, I'm getting really giddy watching this. To be considered really great, he's going to have to do that. And what is his, he's always had the knock that he can't finish.
Yeah.
He can't get across the finish line. He deserves a lot of credit for where Dallas is, too. I mean, the amount of injuries they went through.
I totally agree.
At one point, I think they had seven rookies in the lineup. Like, it hasn't been smooth sailing for DeBoer this year, like it was a year ago where they really didn't have any injuries. They've had to deal with a lot, and he's found a way to get this team into the top three of the Central. They didn't really have to worry about the playoffs again. They just kind of cruised in. Of course, they had to do it without Miro. And Robo in round one. So he deserves a lot of credit too.
I kind of view him at times, and I've made this comparison to you before, Corey, as Andy Reid in terms of once the championship was there, I feel like more people reflected on, holy crap, and he made it to the Super Bowl and a whole bunch of conference championships. Man, he's really good. Where before the Super Bowl, I feel people are like, oh yeah, he's good, but they're not going to win.
Well, sometimes it's that one player too, right? Like
for
Mahomes
sure.
comes in, he's awesome. Maybe Mika Rantanen can be that a bit. And he's been so fun to watch. And there was a lot of flack on him early. But you cannot deny his offensive numbers in the postseason. He's well over a point per game. He's in very, very good company. And he's incredible to watch. And he's fit right in here in Dallas, which is nice.
I know we didn't talk about him much, but happy birthday to S. Lindell.
Yeah.
Oh.
We never talk about him
enough,
do we, Corey?
Not enough.
He's unreal. Jake Ottinger said a few times throughout the season, he's the best defensive defenseman in the world.
Okay.
And at points I'm like, oh, that may be about a bit hyperbolic, but then you think about it, you're like, no, like he's right. He's up there with the Jacob Slavins of the world. He plays for Carolina. He's up there. And he's a lot of fun to watch. Also, Starge got his contract done early for, I think he's what, 4-year extension, maybe it was 5 years, but he was done this season. So he's going to be around, and he's just a stalwart. He had an unreal game 6 against Winnipeg too. He was fun
sure
to
there
watch.
Was no
so,
game 7.
Hey, oh, did you guys notice too at the end of once Edmonton pulled Skinner for the empty net, all 5 Finns were on the ice.
I know.
Yeah.
Look at that.
And Esa Lindell's the empty net assassin. You need somebody to score on an empty net. He's you give guy. It to Lindell 200 feet away. He's going to hit the bullseye.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.